What happened then? Sister Ag caned her good and proper and sent her home in disgrace. Well, I'd say she'd had punishment enough. I have a lot of respect for the nuns, and I know it isn't our place to question what they do, but I wish they were a bit less eager with the cane. I know they have to beat the 3 R's into our thick Irish heads, but after all, it was wee Meggie's first day at school. Frank was staring at his father amazed. Not until this moment had Paddy ever communicated man to man with his oldest son. Shocked out of perpetual resentment, Frank realized that for all his proud boasting, Paddy loved Meggie more than he did his sons. He found himself almost liking his father, so he smiled without the mistrust. "She's a bonza little thing, isn't she?" he asked. Paddy nodded absently, engrossed in watching her. The horse blew its lips in and out, flapping. Meggie stirred, rolled over, and opened her eyes. When she saw her father standing beside Frank, she sat bolt upright, fright paling her skin.
"Well, Meggie girl, you've had quite the day, haven't you?" Paddy went over and lifted her out of the hay, gasping as he caught a whiff of her.
Then he shrugged his shoulders and held her against him hard.
"I got cane, Daddy," she confessed.
"Well, knowing Sister Agatha, it won't be the last time," he laughed, perching her on his shoulder. "We'd better see if Mum's got any hot water in the copper to give you a bath. You smell worse than Yarman's dairy."
Frank went to the doorway and watched the two fiery heads bobbing up the path, then turned to find the bay mare's gentle eyes fixed on him.
"Come on, you big old bitch. I'll ride you home," he told it, scooping up a halter.
Meggie's vomiting turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Sister Agatha still caned her regularly, but always from far enough away to escape the consequences, which lessened the strength of her arm and quite spoiled her aim. The dark child who sat next to her was the youngest daughter of the Italian man who owned and operated Wahine's Bright Blue Cafe. Her name was Teresa Annunzio, and she was just dull enough to escape Sister Agatha's attention without being so dull that it turned her into Sister Agatha's butt. When her teeth grew in, she was quite strikingly beautiful, and Meggie adored her.